USA Radio News with John Hunt.
While deaths from the coronavirus in the United States are mounting rapidly, public health experts are seeing a flicker of good news as the second surge of confirmed cases appears to be leveling off. Scientists aren't celebrating by any means, warning that the trend is driven by four big hard-hit places, Arizona, California, Florida, and Texas, and that cases are rising in close to 30 states overall, with the outbreak's center of gravity seemingly shifting from the Sun Belt toward the Midwest. It's not clear when deaths will start coming down. COVID-19 deaths do not move in perfect lockstep with the infection curve for the simple reason that it can take weeks to get sick and then die from the virus. Dr. Anthony Fauci said, "I think it's very difficult to predict the future." The virus has claimed over 150,000 lives in the United States, by far the highest death toll in the world, plus more than 500,000 others around the globe. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
As major cities are announcing their schooling decisions for the upcoming year, Washington, D.C. has added theirs by saying public schools will begin the year virtually on August 31st, according to Mayor Muriel Bowser. Bowser seemed to allude to the teachers' union unwillingness to return to the classroom as a factor in her decision, and she said, "You know, I'm going to speak candidly. If we don't have teachers who want to come in person, we will have to find another set of adults who will." Herman Kane, the former presidential candidate and former CEO of Godfather's Pizza, has died from coronavirus. He tested positive for COVID-19 on June 29th and was hospitalized July 1st after developing symptoms. Kane was a co-chair for the Black Voices for Trump, and his last public appearance was at President Trump's June rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Kane was also battling stage 4 colon cancer and at the age of 74 was considered an increased risk for the coronavirus, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
A bus driver of Asian descent was physically assaulted in San Francisco while trying to enforce mask rules. The driver, who was employed by San Francisco's Municipal Railway, or Muni, was struck by a wooden bat several times while attempting to escort three men off the bus when they refused to put on masks, according to the San Francisco Police Department. Officer Robert Rueca, the department spokesman, said a preliminary investigation does not indicate race is a factor in this assault. No arrests have yet been made. The three men reportedly boarded the bus without wearing their mask. After they refused the driver's order to comply with the facial covering requirement, the driver pulled the bus over. An altercation ensued as the driver tried to escort the men off the bus and they fled the scene. New studies are showing that COVID-19 symptoms can linger for weeks and months after a diagnosis, may be wide-ranging, and include everything from joint pain and fevers to hair loss and double vision. In fact, those patients, self-nicknamed the long haulers, reported experiencing 98 different symptoms in a survey that was just released. According to Natalie Lambert, an associate professor of medicine at Indiana University School of Medicine, said they're not quite sick enough to be hospitalized, but they are suffering from very severe symptoms for longer times while staying at home. Lambert partnered with a COVID-19 support group called Survivor Corps to survey patients on the group's Facebook page about their symptoms. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.